This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network and today's Marketline Report for Wednesday. Cattle continue to cool off as consumers tighten up and inflation adds more strain on the market. Let's go to Oliver Sloop with the CME Group to hear more.
Now looking at kind of more of the macro landscape, some analysts are showing signs of concerns that high prices could eventually start to cure high prices, meaning high prices may start to have a bigger impact on demand going forward. Economic data will continue to be monitored closely as it could impact the Federal Reserve's interest rate path.
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for September closed the day up a half to finish at 681 and a half. December corn was up 3 to finish yesterday at 498 and 3 quarters. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for December were down 3 quarters to settle at 781 and a half. Portland prices for club wheat with 10.5% protein was up 5 to 10, ranging from 705 to 760. Soft white wheat with 10.5% protein prices for October were unchanged, ranging from 695 to 735. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for October were down 3 quarters, ranging from 801.5 to 806.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for October were up 5 to settle at 895.5. Live cattle for October was down 52.5 cents, closing at 180.90. September feeder cattle were down $1.45 to finish the day at 249.42.5. September class 3 milk was up 3 cents to settle at 17.97.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.